Share your name with us, would you?
I'm a Duck Yumbie. My name is Shelley Eagleman Boyte, and I'm a mom, and I am a licensed social worker, and I've lived in Lawrence, Kansas since 1998 with my husband, who's an instructor at Haskell Indian Nations University. I have two daughters, three daughters, another adopted daughter, and granddaughter. And I'm mom first, above all of my other roles. And this issue of missing and murdered Indigenous women and Indigenous men is very frightening for me as a mom and as a woman. And I think the necessity of this bill, especially as it relates to training of law enforcement agencies, there's a really good example of how we are seen as less than human by what goes on in the town I reside in right now, Lawrence, Kansas. When I was a new social worker, just out of the University of Kansas, I was helping a non-Native woman file a violation of her PFA at the Douglas County Police Department, Lawrence Police Department. And the spokesperson at the time, the police chief spokesperson, came out to talk to some reporters and to give a rundown of the calls from the night before. And this spokesperson mentioned the names of three Haskell students that I was familiar with, one that I knew personally. And their names were they're very much from the tribes that they represented. And the newscasters made fun of the names and said, that sounds like a made-up name. And the police chief said, yeah, if those kids were too stupid to come up with a better made-up name. And I was sitting right there, and I am visibly Native, and I was also wearing a Pendleton jacket, and so there really wasn't any mistaking my ethnicity, and yet they still felt free to speak like that in front of me in the lobby of the police station. So the idea that we are seen as less than human is something that's current, and it's ongoing. And if you want to look, if you want to ask for why should we authorize this bill here in Kansas, the National Violence Against Women reauthorization has stalled because of the Native American provisions in the act. Apparently, lawmakers in this country feel that the rights of non-Native men supersede the safety and the rights of Indigenous women. They do not. They are holding up that bill because they do not want tribes with the tribal court ability to be able to prosecute non-Native people in their own tribal court system. And so that is very much, I've been following that reauthorization and the arguments very closely. And as long as it stalls and as long as it's continued to not be reauthorized and the Native American provisions and it continue to be the factor, then that is just a living example of how little our lives are valued. And it really worries me as a woman, it worries me as a mom, and it worries me as a grandma. And so I can't stress how important this bill is for Kansas to get something started in order to protect us, because our lives are just as important as anybody else's. We are citizens of this state and we are citizens of this country. And I descend from a family who has I come from a long line of military veterans in all branches of the armed forces. And so I believe that my dad and my grandpa, they fought for this country to make sure that I would be protected, and so would their granddaughters and their great-granddaughters. I stand for questions. Any questions, anybody? Thank you. Anyone else? Oh, Representative Levi.
Mr. Chairman, it's not a question, but the testimony that we just heard is powerful. Mm-hmm. Thank you, ma'am.